Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Well, time for head trauma. Time for head trauma. Chest that radio.
Did you like that? Was that a good intro?
Yeah, I mean, I had a bad one in mind. Okay, please. Sorry. Mine was, well, it's the big fish.
I like yours better.
No, yours had way more effort put in.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, first and foremost, your boy's back. I have burst through the, as my brother calls, the little bit of snow, which actually was an entire ice grid, ice over the energy grid. Bro, I had so much ice on my driveway, I could have ice skated on my driveway. Wow. Nonetheless, Elsa has left the building. The sun is out and shining.
The tundra has melted.
This is the part of Frozen the little Olaf, thank you, sings about in summer. Because it's sunny again. But yes, you're listening. This is Chair Shot Radio. Happy Thursday. Happy Head Trauma. Midweek Mainstay. Your boy Ray Cash, aka Rance. Got Mags with me, the Big Fish. The group the reunited, and it feels so good.
Yeah. When one of the group misses a week, it feels like forever when you get to speak to them. You get like nervous, like, oh my god, we've got so much to talk about, and then a big news story drops in our laps, and then it takes over absolutely everything.
And you're so true, because it is funny, because last week was one of the shows I've been looking forward to the most, because I was right about Adam Cole turning on Undisputed Era for months, and
I still do not think you are right, because both times since Adam Cole did the kick heard round the world, he has worn Undisputed Era gear. I don't think Undisputed Era is over. I think Kyle O'Reilly is the one coming away from Undisputed Era.
That's what I said the whole time. I told you that the whole time.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean the end of Undisputed Era. That still continues as a three-man faction.
What I said, so my prediction to you was, see, and you know, and insert old age joke here. I told you Adam Cole was going to turn on Kyle, mm-hmm. and Kyle was going to be the one to leave the era. Mm-hmm. That's what I always thought, because Kyle, only ones that could be on there. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I would have said, then you are correct, Nostradamus.
Thank you, sir. That's all I've been wanting. I just want a little bit of acknowledgement.
I just want recognition.
Speaking of recognition, let's talk about the topic of it. We had a list of stuff we were going to talk about for like weeks. Mm-hmm. So if you've ever worked with Mags, the one thing you will know is my man is prepared. Always. Never unprepared. And I love that about him, because I'm not. I am a day of guy or a day before guy. We have a list of like five different show day topics to talk about. That went in the trash. Because can't call him the Big Show no more. Paul White decided to up out of nowhere and sign with AEW. Not only as an in-ring competitor at 49 years old, but he's going to be the lead commentator or commentator, I guess is good to say. He's not play-by-play. He's the color guy on a brand new show, also on YouTube. This is okay. Called AEW Dark. What's the superlative?
Elevation.
Thank you.
And certainly not NXT Evolve, or certainly not done to jump on that bandwagon.
And look, first. Look, I want you. In fact, you go first because I'm about to tear all this shit down. So you go first.
Okay. I mean, this news dropped what 45 minutes ago, if that.
If that. And yeah. For the record, yesterday I noticed he changed his Twitter handle.
Yes, and also this morning he was switched over to the alumni section of the WWE website, but. Normally, when that happens, there's a lot of kind of rumors or people start second guessing. Nothing happened like that with Big Show today. Nobody said a single word about it. So this has come absolutely out of the blue. For me personally, I would have had Big Show as one of those handful of wrestlers who was WWE for laugh. I felt that he was going to be backstage producer, road agent, ambassador, something like that with the deals that he had with Netflix and the Big Show Show, with the amount of WWE movies that he's done. I thought he was there for laugh. So when this news dropped about 45 minutes ago, wrestling Twitter has been set on fire. It's
regular
it's,
Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, this went to number one trending in an actual minute. In 60 seconds, this was number one trending. This is massive. It's a big move for AEW. My views on it, I mean, there's definitely two camps on wrestling Twitter. There's one camp saying that, oh, it's typical AEW signing old WWE cast-offs. I don't want to see Big Show wrestle or bringing in the old guys. And then there's the other people who are this is massive. This is cool for Big Show. Good on him for like knowing his worth and wanting to test the waters. And I think I'm in that second group. I think this will be huge for AEW. Another huge name, another huge character. I think it's a cool move. I'm interested to see where they go with it. He's certainly hyped me up for Dynamite this week, which I was pretty nonplussed about. I'm excited to see what's going on.
So I like, of course, I have my own hot takes and my own personal opinions, and I'll say them. But I like to think of things like this analytically. So I'd like to break this thing down from three perspectives. From Show's perspective, from AEW's perspective, actually four. From Show's perspective, AEW's perspective, WWE's perspective, and the fans. Okay? I'll start with the fans' perspective only because I'm going to give my thought process. My thought process is, you fumbled the bag, homie. And what I mean by that is, he didn't fumble the bag in terms of he got... There's getting the quick buck, and there's getting the long-term money, right? What I mean is, I hope, I truly do, for as much as you guys think that I'm an AEW hater, I'm not. But I really hope AEW is a long-term entity and has long-term viability, because it's only better for the business. However, we don't know that yet. We know they're good for 5 years, because that's as long as the deal is set. We don't know if they're going to be 70 years like the WWE or not, right? We know for a fact that WWE will be here long after we're gone, because they were here long before we were here. Every single minute of Big Show's entire wrestling career has been under the purview of the WWE or a WWE-owned entity, WCW or ECW. Mm-hmm. So while this, I'm sure he's getting paid handsomely because he's going to wrestle too. While this bag may be your last big bag, you were going to get paid until you died. based on the GP that of your name and what you did for the company, because you'd be a brand ambassador and they'd bring you in for this or that. The TV shows you had under the purview of the WWE, that's gone. Because the Big Show was a WWE-produced show. That's over. All the movies you've been in, majority of them, have been WWE-produced because they were your employer or independent contractor, whatever it is, right? So my thought is, you took the quick money and the quick happiness against the long-term happiness. Now, I don't begrudge anybody for doing that. And I'm happy for him personally. But I don't think the move is smart in any stretch of the imagination. So we'll break that down a little further. Do you want to retort to that, or you want to break down?
Yeah, I mean, we don't know what Big Show is thinking. I personally do not think his sole ambition is what money he's going to make out of it. I assume that this guy is set for life in terms of money. He came into WWE, 23 years ago on a huge contract. That's probably got huger and huger over the time. I think he's set for money.
I'll tell you this, if he's not, he's an idiot.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe this is a case of him not, WWE creative, not having a lot for him in terms of being in the ring, and he doesn't think it's time to hang it up yet. AEW offers that option. He's seen the likes of Jericho go over, he's seen the likes of FTR go over and really get a lot of ring time, see Matt Hardy go over and be utilized a lot more. Maybe that's what he's looking at. Maybe he's looking at being a big star again.
Well, you lost me. Everything you said, I was like, yeah, maybe. That big star again? Nah, bro. So let's break this down. From, I guess I can't call him Big Show anymore, from Paul White's perspective, right? I think that AEW is a new dog on the block, right? AEW is, as Kyle says, and this is a joke, four marks by marks, right? You know, because the boys have the book, and it's the wrestler's company, right? Because you can do what you, whatever.
All Friends Wrestling.
Exactly. I truly believe that what you said about that is true. I think he sees AEW. I think he enjoys the product, which a lot of people do. I think he sees so many young people there, especially for a guy like him. So many young big men, Wardlow, and Cage ain't young, but you know what I mean. You know, but so many, I was going to say Cage ain't young, Archer ain't young, Luchasaurus ain't young, but you get my point, right? There's big guys to work with. And, you know, if he can come in and help and get some money while he's doing it, cool. I think there's part of that. But part of me questions in breaking this down, and if I'm wrong, call me out, please. You know, the reason that you don't wrestle in WWE isn't solely Vince. The reason you stopped wrestling in WWE is because you wanted to. Because you realized you didn't have it anymore. Not talent-wise, your body. You've had like 17 surgeries in your career, like five of which in the last handful of years. You know, you came back and you had some good matches. And like, but you, at least from what it seemed like he was saying from his own mouth, was content with helping the boys. So it rubs me the wrong way when, if he would have been announced as he's signing to be a backstage presence and a commentator, and he just happened to come in the ring once or twice, like somebody goaded him, cool. But the way you're introduced means something to people, because that's how you'll be remembered. All I'm going to remember from now on is, man, Big Show going to have to wrestle. And it makes me feel the same way I feel about Sting, which is I am already out on that because I know what it entails.
Yeah, I mean, I've got the press release right here and I can read it pretty much verbatim. It says, Paul White is one of the most recognizable and impressive professional athletes in the world, said Tony Khan, CEO and GM and head of creative of AEW. That's a towel. He wanted to come to AEW.
You can give yourself, he gave it to him. You can give yourself the title when you own the company.
Yeah, exactly. He wanted to come to AEW because he believes that we're the best promotion in wrestling, and we believe that he has a lot to offer us, both in the ring as a wrestler and also outside the ring as a commentator, host, and ambassador for AEW. Oof. So, yeah. The guy, I mean...
You see my point?
Yeah. I do understand, and you've also got to remember that the AEW in-ring style is a lot more hard-hitting than the WWE style. So any kind of that physical damage he's gone through is just going to be exacerbated by wrestling the AEW way. But, I mean, I'm never going to be someone who counts another man's money. I'm never going to be someone who knows what headspace they're in. If he has happily accepted this deal, I'm behind him. I think it's a big move for the company. It really it's clearly shown on Wrestling Twitter that it's turned a lot of people's heads. Will this be able to get him over that million listener mark? Who's to say, but it's certainly an interesting move. It's a shot across the bow. It's definitely a shot across the bow.
Well, yeah. Anytime somebody goes from one company to another in a, well, you know, it's not the Wednesday Night Wars, the Wednesday Night Skirmish. It's the Wednesday Night Sissy Fight, right? But let's talk about the perspective of AEW, because I'm confused. I'm massively confused. And maybe this is a good conversation because you seem to be a lot higher on it than I am. And I don't want to seem like I'm against it. I don't like it, but I'm not against it because, again, like you said, Big Show, Paul White has entertained me since the reason I started watching wrestling was I saw Hulk Hogan and the NWO beat the hell out of the Giant in like 96. So if the Giant isn't there, I might not be watching. So I love the Big Show. So I'm happy for him personally. Get the bag, get your happiness, live your life. Life is too short. But from a sensical point of view, I don't like it because it doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand why it makes sense to AEW either. And let me explain what I mean. I'm a big person on, I believe, you tell me who you are, I believe you. Right? Unless your actions show me different, and then I'm going to hold you to what you said to hold you accountable. Mm-hmm. Every single solitary word out of Tony Khan's mouth, Cody Rhodes' mouth, Randy Rhodes' mouth, Nick Jackson's mouth, Matt Jackson's mouth, eventually Kenny Omega's mouth, even Chris Jericho's mouth, even John Moxley's mouth, everybody's mouth involved with this company. All I've heard is alternative, different. We are not here to be like WWE. We are here to give you something different. We are here to... I've gone ad nauseum on my show, The Edge, even in Callum's, about all the promises they gave when they had their rallies, right? And the rallies were all equal pay. That shit ain't true. The women are as important as the men. That shit clearly ain't true. We're focusing only on new talent. We don't want to hire WWE talent. That shit clearly ain't true, to the point where he's actually come out, Tony Khan, and addressed saying, nah, man, things change. So, I get signing Jericho. That was integral to the business. I get signing Moxley. Moxley was one of the biggest stars in the business before he even got to AEW. I get that. And if we're keeping it a buck, John Moxley is drastically different than Dean Ambrose. If for no other reason, he cares now. Okay? I even get signing FTR, right? But then you're going to sit here and you're going to... The Sean Spears shit was stupid. But you're going to sit here and you're going to tell me now that we bring in Matt Cardona, a.k.a. Zack Ryder, for a cup of coffee. That shit don't work. He gone. Now we're going to bring in Sting? Right?
Ironically, they may even do an episode where Sting does get a cup of coffee because he's done pretty much everything else. It's like they announce everything that he does.
Sting is interviewed. Sting is interviewed again. Sting comes out to be interviewed. But I haven't talked about all the old heads they've got, which, again, is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. But Jake Roberts, Tully Blanchard, Arn Anderson, Dory Funk was there last week.
Dean Malenko.
All these people, right? All of this.
Billy Gunn.
Billy Gunn. And all 17 of his kids, apparently. But so you got Sting, and now you got the Big Show. And it's like, what are we doing? And you have 2 hours on national television, and then you put everything else on dark. So that's my other qualm. And I know I got a lot I'm giving you to retort on. I'm sorry. But my other qualm is, dark is not canon. You can't tell me it is. You can't tell me it is. Because you don't even talk about dark on the TV show. So now you got, now dark is already Sunday Night Heat. Now you're giving Sunday Night Heat a Sunday Night Heat?
It's a jacked. It's a good jacked.
It's Shotgun Saturday Night. I don't understand what this does for AEW. And call me jaded. I love the Big Show. I think the Big Show is one of the few wrestlers that anybody over the age of 25 knows. Don't even know what company he works for. They know that's the Big Show. My man got a Netflix show, right? My man is a celebrity. Like, my man hangs out with the biggest of the biggest celebrities. So I get the fact that he's popular, but he does nothing for your company. Maybe I'm just tripping.
Wow. I mean, you are missing one vital point. We finally get to see Big Show versus Shaq. Come on. The match we've been waiting 20 years for.
You really think Shaq gonna wrestle two matches for AEW, bro?
I mean, if Shaq wrestles now, I'm disappointed.
If Shaq wrestles twice for AEW this year, he'll wrestle more than Goldberg.
and be on a bigger contract, probably.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I get your point. Will it shift viewing figures? I mean, I hope it will. I hope it'll do something for Big Show, because I like Big Show. He's always come across as one of the most least problematic, one of the coolest people in wrestling. So good on him. And as to all the promises with AEW, that for me, that ship has sailed. There's no way about they are WWE 2.0. They are tempted to be WWE. And this just rubber stamps that for me. So all those promises that they made about being sports orientated, about wins and losses mattering, about putting focus on the women's division, the only one that they've kept true to their word is focusing on tag teams. Yep. The rest has been typical Carney speak. It's been tell the fans what they want to hear, and 6 months down the line we'll slowly drop it. And the AEW stands have bitten hook, line and sinker. I get it. They're getting the product that they enjoy. They're getting their WWE alternative. It's cool. I watch AEW anyway, so I'm happy that there is a more product. I'm not gonna. This is not gonna make me want to watch Dark, NXT, Evolve, Evolution, Evaluation, whatever, Revolution, whatever it gets called, because I don't have time to watch 2 hours of Dark on YouTube. I ain't gonna have time to watch another 2 hours of the people who can't make Dark, who can't then make Dynamite. For me, it's a little bit too much too soon. There's no rhyme or reason behind it for me. But Big Show's getting a sack of money for doing it. So for me, good on him. I'm more interested in it, the kind of shockwaves of it. This is like a big move. This is what AEW should have been doing from the start. Don't tell lies about you are not going for WWE talent. Actively go for those WWE talents. You want to make this into you want to be a viable alternative, do what Eric Bischoff did. You go for those big names, you go for those big stars, you make this a war. Don't creep in the back door and say, yeah, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do it, and then do it anyway. Make it a war. If that's what you want to do, go for it. Oh, I felt cleansed now.
It felt good, didn't it? So let me hit you with this. I believe it's this week. If I'm wrong on the week, I apologize. Somebody will correct me, but I apologize if I'm wrong. But I believe this week, Riho and Thunder Rosa who are in the tournament, the women's eliminated tournament, whatever it's called, to get the number one contender for Sheeta's championship. Mm-hmm. They're not on Dynamite. They're doing a special Bleacher Report special, where they're going to wrestle on actual Bleacher Report, not BR Live, which is only American-based, but Bleacher Report, which proper, right? But Brandon Cutler versus Jake Hager is on Dynamite. Now, Riho and Thunder Rosa are two of their biggest stars in name value. I don't quarter hour rate. Ratings are bullshit, but quarter hour ratings are even more bullshit. Because there's no, yeah, whatever. But if you go by that, Riho's the biggest star in the company because the quarter hours are crazy, right? Mm-hmm. So we already are fighting putting deserved people on Dynamite, correct?
Correct.
Now you bring in a guy who's going to be making at least $1 million a year. At least, right? He got to be a part of this. Just in the same vein that 15 minutes every week are essentially ruined because Shivani got to interview Sting every week about some bullshit. And every week, until last week, Team Taz comes out and they had to act scared of a 57-year-old man, right? And finally Cage powerbombed the hell out of him. But so that's 15 minutes gone out of 2 hours, right? Now Big Show going to have a segment of something, right? So it's like you already don't have space for the guys that you got now.
I mean, the guys I'm not particularly bothered about. It's the ladies. It's as simple as that.
Oh, hell, the people. Yeah. You don't got time for the people you got now, then. Forgive me for making it gender related. You don't have time for the wrestlers that you have now on Dynamite. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, going back to last week's episode, Riho versus Serena Deeb was outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. It was for me, by far the best match of that week across all promotions. I loved that match. But then we also got Luther against Orange Cassidy.
Yeah.
And we got Cody.
That's important.
Yeah, and then we got Cody and Brandy coming out to tell us that they're having a baby girl. I mean, props to him.
With Pyro.
Yeah. But that all that time could have been used up to put another female match on from this and really important tournament that you're actually having. But no, they get shoved onto YouTube again. We had all this issue before. And with the Bleacher Report thing that you mentioned, there was some news came out about it, and I can't for the life in me remember where I saw it, but it basically said AEW knew that they would catch heat for putting Riho versus Thunder Rosa on that, but they wanted the relationship with Bleacher Report to be like furthered. So yeah, I just don't get it. These are so talented. I mean, nobody's going to, or they are not going to get any new eyes to come and watch AEW because they put Riho versus Thunder Rosa on Bleacher Report. It's as simple as that. It really is. They should have put a bigger match on there to maybe draw in casual fans, someone like Moxley or someone like Jericho, and draw them in, and then put Riho versus Thunder Rosa in a big spot on Dynamite where your actual fans are there watching. Not have to jump through another hoop, sign up to another network to be able to watch that match. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
And it's even more stupid when you hear the thought process that they want to create or cultivate their relationship. You know who owns Bleacher Report?
Would it be TBS by any chance or TNT?
TNT, Turner Sports owns Bleacher Report. So you ain't got to work to make that work. You already have the deal. So it's just stupid. I repeat, it's just stupid. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, it is what it is. I'm not a booker of a company. I don't have billions of dollars to own one. So I can't. All I can tell you is how stupid it is. But apparently, you can do what you want when you own money. I do want to hit one more thing, and we're gonna take a break. I want to hit you. You touched something that made me think. And by the way, live show, right? Mm-hmm. I remember one other thing I wanted to say. I was talking with a friend of mine who is an ardent AEW fan, actually hosts a very popular AEW podcast. And we had a good little discussion the other day. And he doesn't understand why people complain so much about the women being on Dark, or these tournaments being on Dark. And his reasoning was YouTube has more people accessible to it than TNT. And I was like, you're correct. The issue, my brother, is not, however, accessibility or availability. It is importance. Mm-hmm. The importance of these YouTube shows are not shown simply by the fact that the actual main show that all the big stars show on, that's promoted, that money is spent behind, doesn't mention anything that happens on those shows.
You get a ticker. So, you just get the ticker at the bottom of the screen.
Exactly. So that's that. Moving on to the something that you made me think about. We all know that they played the Carney game and they told us what we wanted to hear, and then they flipped it and did what they wanted anyway. You said that they should just go full Eric Bischoff and do what makes sense, right? They're really starting to come off very WCW TNA-esque. Is that a good thing?
Really started to come off, or was that from the beginning? I mean,
well, they always were from the beginning, but it's one thing you can flip it when the only old guy you got essentially is Jericho. You can make us believe, the Young Bucks would never have been on. I get it, but there is no excusing it now when 90% of your show is Sting, Jericho, Moxley, Cody Rhodes,
JR and Tony Schiavone.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't really flip it anymore. Jake Roberts is with Archer. Like, you can't. Tully Blanchard is wrestling this week. Tully Blanchard. So you can't flip it anymore. But no. Is that a good thing? And going forward, do you, because both WCW failed horribly at the end of their run because of those decisions. Again, quick money, long money. They took the quick money and they ran out quick, right? They had 83 weeks where they were on top. And as soon as they lost it, it wasn't even a full year and a half after they were gone. Maybe two, right? TNA, they're cockroaches. But they've had to literally revamp and be sold twice. You know what I'm talking about? To still change their name like three times. To be, they're not even a viable company. They're just existing. Is that a good path to follow?
I mean, if you're going to follow that path all the way from start to finish, absolutely not. Because you can see what's going to happen. But if you're going to take elements of what WCW did and work them into the way you produce a show, then I'm all down for that. I mean, as much grief as we give WCW for how they went down, they lost millions and millions year on year, they were very, very influential in the product that we saw, not only in WWF at that time, but in the product we still see now. I mean, it was Bischoff and WCW that pushed for 12 pay-per-views a year. It was Bischoff that was pushing for live TV. It was Bischoff that was pushing for more reality-based wrestling and introducing more celebrities and trying to get that mainstream crossover. What fell down was he didn't produce enough stars to keep that running once the old guys got too old. And add to that the fact that the storylines just got so convoluted and the factions just had way too much power and it just didn't make a lot of sense. That's where it started to falter. If AEW can take the good parts of what WCW did and weed out the kind of bad parts, I think it is really good for the business. And the truth is, we have needed a competitor for WWE for a long, long time. It's as simple as that. And AEW are making moves to be that competitor. Are they going to be able to keep that and sustain it for a long time? Who knows? This is a company, what, 2 years old now? Let's revisit that in 3 to 5 years and see if they're still there. But right now, they are shaking up the wrestling world. They are making moves, and they're making even casual fans sit up and go, oh, that looks cool.
So, you speak of competition. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll run through how this affects WWE and the fans, and then we'll get on out of here. We'll be right back. While we're on break, go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, buy some stuff. We'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others, with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Go to powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT, get your free month. Again, that's powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, we are back with Paul White discussion here on Chairshot Radio Head Trauma. That's crazy. Paul White discussion on Chairshot Radio. Like,
in 20, motherfucking 21, we're talking the Big Show. It's madness.
It's madness, but you know what? In the wrestling business, whatever you got to do to get noticed is what you got to do. So, before we went on break, you talked about the competition that AEW has created, and it is a strong, very viable competition. Let's talk about that a little more, and let's
Oh, I've just got some bigger news.
Oh, breaking news!
And this is literally breaking. It was posted from the source 3 minutes ago. It's official at WWE. The wrestling world will change forever. Hashtag big box office Boudreaux. Hashtag destroyer of gods. My dude, Parker Boudreaux, longtime mutual, has officially signed for WWE. You get rid of the Big Show now. You've got his ready-made replacement right there.
He's not his replacement. He's Brock Lesnar's replacement. They're the same person. Just different generations.
I mean, they might do a who's your pappy angle with Brock now. Eddie and Ray.
Where the fuck was Vicky? Well, breaking news, y'all. Hey, and Parker Boudreaux is the homie. He follows us. He is very responsive. One of the few guys you'll meet on Twitter that will actually talk to you. And yes. I think that's dope. So shout out to him, man. Nothing but success for him. And NXT Evolve is coming up. I don't know if they shotgun him all the way to the main roster NXT. I wouldn't hate seeing him in Evolve destroying people for a year.
No, I think that'd be a good place for him. But you can't tell me Vince hasn't seen his face and he's looking gone, damn it, pal, I need him on Raw.
He's the whole reason V got signed. I imagine, of course. But, I mean, the kid got to learn how to bump first, right? What a hope.
The guy plays football. He can take a shot.
Fair enough. While we're on the subject of WWE, I do want to talk about how Big Show, Paul White, leaving the WWE. I want to look at it from the WWE's perspective and how, if any way, it affects WWE. And my first thought in thinking of it is, a lot of people are scared to do something until they see somebody else that they know do it. Mm-hmm. So Jericho leaving gave, Cody leaving gave Pac the strength to say, I can't deal with this no more.
Yeah.
Both of them leaving gave Jericho the ability. Well, Jericho don't count because Jericho's going to do what Jericho wants to do. But those three, especially Jericho leaving, gave Moxley the gumption to say, nah, I'm good, man. Moxley leaving gave FTR the gumption to say, nah, this ain't for us no more. And these things happen. Sting leaving maybe gave the idea in Big Show's mind to say, well, no, I don't have to just sit here on my Legends contract. Do you think Big Show leaving, as you started off the show by saying, a WWE lifer, right? Do you think that this will affect anybody else possibly wanting to go? Or will it affect WWE in any way?
Yeah, I think my first initial thoughts were, this is massive because you didn't expect Big Show to go anywhere else. You expect him to be part of the backstage team at WWE. So that is just a massive move. And how many other WWE laughers are going to be looking and going, yeah, he's there making money, back on TV, he's going to be doing big things. I'm stuck here in catering. I'm not getting utilized. I think I've still got it. How many of those wrestlers are like, yeah, this is an option now. This could be an option. I think this may be the first of quite a few. And I don't mean little names, I mean big names to cross the forbidden door.
I think it's less of a deal for current active wrestlers.
No, absolutely. More
I think
the,
it's
the older ones. Yeah.
And the reason
CW style.
It was 100%. The reason I think so, to kind of expound on that, is AEW's gaining a reputation of nothing else, of being a company that takes care of the older generation, mm-hmm. right? They bring these guys in to talk or to have things. You see, they have Greg the Hammer Valentine was there for the dog collar match between Cody and rest in peace of my boy Brody Lee. The Funks were there. Dory Funk and his wife were there last week. You know, they got so many people behind the scenes. Tully Blanchard's on screen every week. Arn Anderson is the coach on screen every week. The Malenko runs things backstage, right? You know, Jake Roberts, so many of these old heads are like thriving and being utilized in a way that I would think would be almost jealousy inducing to maybe some of these other guys that are sitting at home, mm-hmm. just getting paid $200,000 to just be at home, or however much they get paid on a legit contract, I'm assuming. I think that will be a legit thing. Like, if Ric Flair's daughter wasn't a top 4 star in the company, Flair would have been AEW a long time ago. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that guy had no loyalties. He went to TNA and he was fighting for his WWE legends, his WWE Hall of Fame rings and stuff like that. Yeah, he's had as much loyalty as Hulk Hogan did.
Yeah, I forgot that. That was for the ring.
But yeah, I think right now, and somebody posed the question on Twitter, out of all the roster, I think there's only Charlotte Flair who I would say might not jump, because now Big Show's done it, all bets seem to be off. It's just a massive, massive move for me for AEW. And it seems to me that it comes across that when they speak with Tony, he doesn't have a particular role in mind for the people who he brings in. It seems that he has a talk with them and ask them what they could bring to the table. And maybe that's what's influenced Big Show. He's able to put his own input into commentary, into backstage, into wrestling. Maybe it's the fact he feels that he's going to be appreciated there at AEW. He's going to be utilized more. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to count the man's money. I don't want to speak for his man, but there's got to be reasons why this has come out, why he's thought, I've been at WWE for half of my wrestling career, most of my wrestling career. I'm now going to make that jump. There's been something there that has convinced him to do that.
By the way, all that shit is cool, but that shit's overrated. Because, like, it's cool to say, hey, we want to bring you in. What you want to do? That's cool. That's a hell of a way to get somebody to sign. You know what that does, though? That gives you problems because there is no hierarchy of what's what. Everybody runs the asylum. You have to have some semblance of control. Now, when I say control, I don't mean you don't have to be as stringent as WWE is. That's the outlier. But you got to have some hierarchy, right? Mm-hmm. You have to be able to control some semblance of the show. You know what I mean? Like, how many times have we come on these airwaves on any show and talked about how shitty the refereeing is or how much these guys aren't paying attention to the cues or they're missing spots and nobody's saying anything or that's because you can do what you want, you know?
Yep.
So it's like, that's cool until you see the problems that it entails. Mm-hmm. And on a company that I did the numbers the other day, AEW has almost as many people signed to their one company as Raw and SmackDown have together.
For two shows.
Mm-hmm. So, like, that's crazy. Yeah. Also, to your point about is the doors opening, let's not forget, and this is not conjecture, this has been the person has said this is true. Edge and Christian were touted and AEW tried to sign them. And that's why Edge got that big deal before he came back to wrestle, because out of respect to Vince, he said, Vince, look, these guys doing this. What you want to do? Mm-hmm. Vince was like, oh, no, I got you. So
same with Randy Orton. He openly spoke with Tony Khan looking to better his WWE deal, knowing full well that he wasn't going to leave, but it was a bargaining chip. So, I mean, that can only help the wrestlers that they've got an alternative to go to.
So we've spoke about it from the AEW's perspective. We spoke about it from Big Show's perspective. We spoke about it from WWE's perspective. And, you know, for all we know, maybe Big Show and Vince had a problem and he just wanted to go. We don't know. Let's speak about it from the worst perspective of them all, from ours, from us, the fans. You have said it multiple times in the show. This is set Twitter ablaze. And you have the two camps. Of course, you have the camp of those who are firmly behind it because anything AEW is good for me. You have the camp of people who are behind it because, oh, I can't believe Big Show would leave WWE. And then you have, I think, there's a third camp who I think you fall in, which is, hey, man, whatever Big Show wants to do, I'm happy for him.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think this move affects us as a fandom?
It just stokes the fire for me. I think it stokes the war fire. You've got the WWE stands will be, oh, AEW taking the cast-offs, or WCW 2.0, basically AEW in the dirt. You love to see it, that kind of stuff. And then you're going to have the AEW stands who we're taking AEW taking one of WWE's biggest stars, a huge name for WWE, for AEW. It's going to make waves for the company. WWE in the dirt, you love to see it. It's not going to do anything to kind of bring those fan bases together. If anything, it's going to push them further apart.
I want to read to you a tweet that my boy Carl from the Outsider's Edge, my co-host, said. It's not a troll.
No, I read a tweet of his earlier, and he couldn't remember the Kane versus Big Show versus Raven match from WrestleMania 17. even though he's watched it millions of times.
Wow. Wow. How can he not remember that match when that's the first time I ever saw someone get hit by a golf cart and Raven almost shut the show down because that's exactly fell over the blood.
That's exactly how I reminded him. And he said, yeah, I need pointing at home.
But no, he responded to it's a quote tweet. And the tweet he quoted says, so Big Show is with AEW, and now everyone is a fan of him. And I'm going to say his response only because this is, I think, the only right take to have of this. Carl responds, if you weren't already a fan of Show, you're doing it wrong. I love that response because that, to me, is what I want to say to the fans and what I want to leave the show with. Hot takes are going to happen. Feelings are going to feel how you feel because everybody has their own agenda. But ultimately, this should not make you any more or any less of a fan of the Big Show, because ultimately he's just a guy trying to do his job and make the most money he can. You want to feel a way about a company or not? That's completely your right. But this, if this is the reason you like Big Show all of a sudden, then you're the problem. If this makes you dislike Big Show all of a sudden, you're the problem. Should not make you feel any positive or negative difference about the man. It's always about the companies. And a man left one company to go to another because he had the leverage to do so to better his situation for his family and for his legacy. And whether I feel about it or how I feel about it or want to not, whatever it is, hats off to Paul White.
Yeah, absolutely. I likened it to a conversation I was having a few weeks ago about potential moves to and from AEW. The way I look at it was, you would not give somebody grief if they chose to work for Walmart over Target. It wouldn't make the slightest bit of difference to your life. So why would you be a fan of somebody because they are working with one company, and then if they move to another company, suddenly not be a fan of them? It doesn't matter. These people are trying to put food on their own tables. They're trying to make better careers for themselves. Good on them. If that's what gets them the pay packet, absolutely good on them. And if you're only being a fan because they're in a certain company, you are a bad wrestling fan.
Yeah. Well, it's the Big Fish. Look at him. Hey, so look. Ultimately, we got an hour out of talking Paul White.
Wow.
It's
We went Broadway.
Dynamite was last night. If you're listening to this, clearly we recorded this before Dynamite, so we can't give you that hot take. You hear that, I'm sure, Chair Shad Radio, tomorrow, Friday. I believe with Friday's Tunney?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think so.
Either Friday or Saturday, you're here, trust me.
Every podcast is going to be on about this. Every podcast.
This is the biggest story in wrestling right now, yes. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, let's see what happens.
Heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Hashtag Greg DeMarco.
Hey, my brother. Tell me they can find you, my man.
You can find me on Twitter at Paul White.
And that's WHITE. The wrong spelling.
I mean, ironic that when we were talking about Jay White coming to WWE, I spelled it pretty similar to Paul White's spelling, and now it's come true.
Hold on. This is, if you're not religious, then just think about it from a metaphysical point of view. This is why you got to be careful what you put in the ether, because I begged for a month or so for Jay White to come, and God gave me Paul White. Be careful what you ask for.
Oh, wow. And on that, you can definitely follow me at DAJ Kirby, where I will have hot, ridiculous takes and mediocre content for your ears.
I'm at Israel Cash, R-E-Y-S and Mysterio, C-A-S-H as in dollars. Check out Outsider's Edge. Check out Bandwagon Nerds. Check out Three Man Weave. Check out five rounds.
Badlands. Badlands.
Badlands. And look.
Getting a lot of love off the chair shot, brethren. I'm blessed.
100%. 100%. But, and I want, Badlands is, everybody knows Badlands is a Hall of Fame show. But I want to shout out you and your son Carlos, because the UFC's been killing it recently. And like this past, like this 5 weeks of content, or 6 weeks or so, of ridiculous content. Shout out to my boy Black Beast from H-Town. Five rounds has been busy. Listen to that, because they are killing it. And if just for those of you listening, for you MMA fans, if you're a great striker, or if you're a great wrestler, don't go shoot at a great striker. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Your head down. When you go head down, I mean, I know we're signing off, but that wind up for the uppercut was like a cartoon. You literally saw Derek go full whack and then smack, and it was good night. Good night. Razor blade was out.
And like my boy Black Beast put that boy to sleep, we're gonna put this podcast to sleep and remind you to
always duck your head.
Please.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.